and verse 16. Luke chapter 16. And verse 16. You could probably quote it. Amen. I'm not a long-winded preacher, so you can relax. Praise God. Somebody said there's no such thing as a bad 20-minute sermon. But I may preach a little longer. I don't know. I just don't know. There's just a little thing that I'm feeling here tonight, and I don't really know how it's all going to turn out. Amen. But I just know that if God has His way tonight, somebody can leave here feeling a whole lot better than how you came. Amen. You don't have to leave here disappointed. You don't have to leave here empty. You don't have to leave here sick. Amen. You don't have to leave here down. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know, God's like a motion light. It don't come on until something moves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sometimes the hardest thing to move is humans. That's right. There's three kind of spirits in the world. There's God's spirit. There's the spirit of the devil. And then there's the human spirit. And I believe that that human spirit has so much to do with whether or not God blesses or not. Amen. The Bible said that rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as a sin of idolatry and iniquity. And you know, sometimes our old stubborn will gets in the way more than the devil when it comes to receiving what God has to give to us. It's frustrating. Now, I know everybody here in Kansas is so easily entreated, and you're so humble, and you're so easy to move. Praise God. Hallelujah. But down in Oklahoma, we got some hard-headed folks. But I'm preaching to them. And they're getting so much better, and we're having so much greater church. Because you know what? If we don't move, God can't move. If we don't move, God can't do anything. He said, I will work, but who will let it? The Bible said that he would do great things among them, but they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. They limited God. It's not God that's trying to figure out what He wants to give. It's us not letting Him give it. Because we got premeditated ideals. We got a lot of stinking thinking. Oh, I'm preaching, but I just hadn't read a text yet. You know, in the airport, we got metal detectors, but I'm telling you, in the church, we need mental detectors. No wonder the Bible said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against what? Against the knowledge of God. It's so hard for us to just hear the Word of God and then act upon it. Oh, help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight. Help us tonight. Now, I can't do this if the Lord don't help me, so you better pray for me. We're going to have a mess on our hands. All right, I want God to have His way in this house tonight. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Amen. I want waters to swim in before we leave here tonight. Yes, sir. I want waters to swim in. Hallelujah. This would be a good night for somebody, if not everybody, to get renewed again in the Holy Ghost. This would be a good night for all of us to sit in heavenly places. This would be a good night, amen, for us to have a move of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Luke chapter 16, verse 16. Amen. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. It's preached. Brother, it's preached. And I have never heard such great preaching as what I'm hearing today. Not because I'm a part of the ministry today. I'm just telling you. We've never had better education. We've never had better theologians. We've never had better anointed preachers. Amen. The kingdom of God is sure enough preached. Everyone say it's preached. Amen. But we want to stop right there. But Jesus didn't. He said, if you're going to be a benefactor of what's preached, every man, every woman, every young person, every young man, every young woman, if you're going to be a benefactor of what's preached, he said, every man presseth into it. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm starting to feel better. I'm starting to feel better. You're helping me. Hallelujah. Every man, every woman, if they're going to be a benefactor of what's preached about the greatness and glory of God, you're not going to get anything unless you start flexing them spiritual muscles and pressing your way into it. Amen. I want to talk to us a little bit tonight, if the Lord would help me, from this subject, the missing element for Holy Ghost victory. The missing element for Holy Ghost victory. You already know what it is. It's pressing. It's pressing. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you for standing in honor to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. The missing element for Holy Ghost victory. I think everybody here tonight, under the sound of my voice, you want Holy Ghost victory. And I'm going to tell you what the devil don't want you to hear. You can have it all the time. I said you can have it all the time. Amen. I suspect that this is the Wednesday night crowd here. Thursday night's coming. Friday night's coming. Amen. People will be getting their paycheck on Friday. That don't mean you need to go grocery shopping. You still need to come to revival service. You can tell our pastor, can't you, brother? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm getting a good look at everybody that's in here tonight. And if you ain't here tomorrow night and Friday night, I'm going to be asking the pastor, where is she? Where is he? Oh, hallelujah. Y'all going to wish I didn't come, huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't like them hit and miss type folks. I like them folks you can ride the river with. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to be here every time the church doors are open. Now, I can have church with them kind of folks. We can have revival with them kind of folks. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise God. Now, if I was the devil, which I'm not, amen, but if I was, I'd do everything in my power to keep you from enjoying God. I would do my best that every time you come to church, I wouldn't let you drink from the well. The Bible says that we should be partakers of His glory, not spectators, but participators. This thing is joy unspeakable, and it's full of glory. Forget not His benefits, which He daily loadeth upon us. It is not the will of God that we come to church and we spiritually are filing bankruptcy. Praise God. Kind of like that fella that went to his pastor and he said, Pastor, he said, I need to find the will of God. And the pastor said, well, just start studying the word of the Lord. And so he said, I'm going to do it. Went home and opened his Bible, closed his eyes and pointed. And he pointed and looked and it said chapter 11. So he went out and filed chapter 11. That's not the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God has got so many wonderful things. The Bible said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things. Everyone shout, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. I feel like that I'm preaching to a congregation that loves God, or you wouldn't be here tonight. You love your man of God. You love his wife. You ought to. Praise God. You love each other. Amen. But the devil, he don't want you to enjoy this. He just wants you to endure this. Amen. The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, and then verse 15, talking about the parable of the sower and the seed. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And these are they by the wayside, explained in verse 15, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Amen. Notice now, the sower is the preacher, and the seed is the word of God. And he said, when the seed is sown, here comes Satan, amen, to devour, to take away the word of the seed out of their hearts. Amen. I want to say this, that where there's preaching, there will be devils. I said, where there's a man of God and you got one, and when he preaches, there will be devils, because the devil knows the power of the word of God. Thou believest in one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Hallelujah. Amen. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible said the spirit of Antichrist is going to oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil hates preaching because he knows that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible said the Lord sent his word and he delivered them from all their destructions and healed them of all their diseases. You know what the devil's afraid of? He's afraid you're going to believe it and then you're going to act upon it. Woo! Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God, praise God, praise God! Hallelujah! Amen. Brother C.P. Kilgore, that's gone on to meet the Lord, who was responsible for starting many churches in Oklahoma and Louisiana, Texas and Kansas. He went into a city one time, I don't know where it was, but he couldn't get anything going. And so he took his Bible down to the town square and he laid it on the sidewalk and covered it up with a sheet. And he'd walk around it as people would pass by and he'd say, it's alive. It's alive. It wasn't long till he had a big crowd gathered around gawking at that thing that he was proclaiming. It's alive. It's alive. And when he got a big crowd gathered around, he pulled the sheet off, opened to Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, and he started preaching. And that was the beginning of a church in that city. Amen. It was a result of a man saying, "It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!" But the devil don't want you to believe it. The devil don't want you to enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. A missionary tells a story about how that the Lord opened his eyes and let him see the heavenly host one night in a service. This really happened. And he said the angels were just meandering about. But he said when he opened the Bible and started reading his text, he said those angels stood to attention. Amen. Because a preacher was about to preach the Word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, the devil, amen, wants to get between you and this pulpit. Amen. He don't want you to hear. He don't want you to see. He don't want you to believe it. Because he knows the power that comes when you act upon the Word of God. Hallelujah. So the kingdom of God is preached. The kingdom of God is preached. And every man, if he's going to benefit from what's preached, praise God, he's going to have to press his way into it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just had a new couple that started attending our church, and we baptized them in Jesus' name. His wife has prayed through to the Holy Ghost, but her husband hasn't received it yet. And oh, sometimes, I'll tell you, I just want to give them a little shove. Praise God, the Holy Ghost is moving and other people are rejoicing and feeling the power of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is saying, "Come on, come on." And he's just standing there, just standing there. Amen. You're not going to get anything by just standing there. You're not going to get anything by sitting back. Amen. The only way you're going to benefit from this, amen, is you're going to have to press through unbelief. Press through doubt. Press through the devil. Press through your flesh. And say, "I'm going to get a hold of something tonight." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So often we're praying about it. We're praying at it, but we don't pray through it. Praise God. We're not praying through it. Oh, help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord. What does God want to do in this place tonight? Amen. If we'll just do some pressing. Hallelujah. You got to lay your pride aside now. You got to lay your spiritual pride aside. You got to stop worrying about, you know, that certain image of being dignified and sophisticated. Amen. Forget about all that stuff. Amen. I got to get something from the Lord tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The poet William Blake wrote a poem about Pentecost. He said, this is a part of what it said. Unless the eye catch fire, God will not be seen. Unless the ear catch fire, God will not be heard. Unless the tongue catch fire, God will not be named. Unless the heart catch fire, God will not be loved. And unless the mind catch fire, God will not be known. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. To recognize that there's so much before us, and yet we are enjoying so little of it because, amen, the devil says you can't have it. You can't have it. I know your man of God preaches it, but you can't have it. I've come to tell you, if you'll flex your spiritual muscles and flex your faith, you can have it. I said you can have it. Amen. Let every man be a liar, but God be true. Hallelujah. Woo, glory! Mine, mine, mine! Jesus is mine. He's mine when I'm weary. He's mine when I'm dreary. He's mine all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The church is so much just like that well that was, amen, in Bethlehem. And the Bible said that David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the Bible said the three mighty men that were with David, they broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a well in this place, elder. There's a well in your church. 23 years of praying and fasting. Amen. And preaching. Praise God. There's a well in this house. I said, there's a well in this house. There's a Holy Ghost well in this house. There's victory in this house. There's glory in this house. There's power in this house. There's resurrection in this house. And the devil don't want you to enjoy it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. David longed. He longed. He longed for a drink. Got anybody longing for a drink here tonight? Amen. I didn't come to church just to see you or you to see me or you to see each other. Amen. But we come here to get a drink from the well that never runs dry. But if you're going to get it, you're going to have to press. You're going to have to press. You're going to have to press your way through. Hallelujah. Well, I've done this all the time. Well, change. Hallelujah. Amen. I said change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe we need to redefine normal around here. I say maybe we need to define normal around here. Maybe it's been normal that you don't worship. Redefine normal. Maybe it's normal that you always come and you leave the same way you came. Redefine normal. I'm going to get something tonight. I'm going to break through tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. The missing element, amen, to Holy Ghost victory is just pressing. Pressing. Pressing because 1,000 imps of hell, amen, they don't like me preaching this. They don't like you coming to church. Amen. But Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. There's God's spirit, there's the devil's spirit, and then there's the human spirit. Amen. You can get it if you want it. I said you can have it if you want it. I said you can have it if you want it. If you don't want it very bad, you won't get it. But if you want it, you can have it. I said, if you want more of God, you can have it. If you want a touch of God tonight, you can have it. But you gotta want it. I said, you gotta want it. I said, you gotta want it. Get out of my way, devil. I'm going after the glory. I'm going to get a drink tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember in my home church, Jimmy Nix, he was a backslider. Amen. A man that old enough to be my dad. But I remember very vividly, it just come to my mind. Amen. One night, he come to church, he's wanting to pray back through to the Holy Ghost. And he prayed a little while, and he wasn't getting nowhere. Finally, he stood up and he rolled up his shirt sleeves. Amen. You know what that meant? That meant, I'm not leaving here till I get what I came for. I mean business. Hallelujah. I mean business. You know what? It wasn't just a few minutes. Amen. He was shouting and talking in tongues. Amen. And enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Some of you not need to show the devil tonight. You're not going to get in my way. You're not going to stop me no more. I'm tired of you pushing me around. This thing was not done in a corner. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The devil saying no, no, no. And the Lord saying yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I put on our PowerPoint Sunday. You know what I put on our PowerPoint? I put this on there because we got some folks that when they come to church, hey, man, they just kneel at the pew and you can't hear nothing during prayer meeting. Quiet as a mouse. And I put on our PowerPoint. Let me try if I can remember this. I said, why is it that we talk to God in a whisper when we talk to everybody else out loud? Is that all right? Why is it that we talk to God in a whisper? Amen. But we talk to everybody else out loud. How you doing, Joe? How you doing, Johnny? How you doing, Matt? Hallelujah. Praise God. But when it comes to God, we're all subdued and crouched over and act like we're afraid something's going to get us. Amen. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's your flesh. That's your pride. Amen. You need to put that under your feet. Amen. That's not complimenting what God wants to do. That's hindering what God wants to do. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you can stay in the boat if you want to. But I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out. Woo! I said, I'm stepping out. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You better look out, Philistines, I'm coming through. You better look out, devil, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm tired of coming to church and being bound. I said, I'm tired of coming to church and being bound. I said, I'm tired of coming to church and being bound. I'm tired of it. I don't have to accept it. But it's a matter of how much you're willing to press. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You remember when that young man came to the king? Amen. Because the Syrians were encroaching upon them. And he came to the prophet. The king, young king came to the prophet. And he said, oh, alas, man of God, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, so many people are in a position, even people in the church, they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know what they're going to do. And they come to the man of God. And so the man of God, he said, take bow and arrows. And he took bow and arrows, opened the window toward Jerusalem. He said, now shoot, and he shot. He said, the arrows of the Lord's deliverance over the Syrians. The promise was given, elder. The promise was given. The promise was given. The promise was given. But you know what? Though the promises are given, God wants to test your desire. He wants to check your hunger. And so the man of God said, take arrows and smite the ground. And he took those arrows and he just casually, nonchalantly, he smote the ground three times and he stopped. And the Bible says this, and the man of God was wroth with him. And said, you should have smote the ground five or six times. You should have got carried away with it. You should have showed that you really believe what God just told you. That you're going to have victory over the Syrians. Amen. But now you're only going to defeat them three times and that's it. Hallelujah. Amen. Just not enough umph. Praise God. Just not enough energy level. Praise the Lord. It's amazing how we can get so excited when it's fishing time, when it's hunting time. Oh, yeah. When we get a raise on the job. Those things, you say, well, I'm just not the emotional type. Oh, I don't believe that. Amen. Let your uncle give you $1 million. We'll hear about it all the way into Oklahoma. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're just devoting all of these energies to everything but God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, help us, Lord. Amen. Wherever there's preaching, there's going to be devils that says you can't have it. You can't have revival. You can't have the touch of God. You can't have a breakthrough. You can't have healing. Praise God. Amen. Just a few weeks ago, I was preaching and I've been fighting for about a year with something in my stomach, probably a hernia. I don't know. I didn't go to the doctor. Amen. And my son recognized it because that day it was hurting bad. It was on a Sunday, and I just preached and preached and preached. And you see how I preach. Everybody don't preach like me, but this is me. Amen. And it was hurting. And he said, Dad, can I say something? I said, sure. And he said, my dad, he needs prayer tonight. And if my dad don't mind, I want him to step out here, and I want all of us to gather around and pray for my dad. And the men gathered around me, and they prayed for me, and the pain left, and I have not had it not one time since then. That was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I believe. Amen. You see how I'm preaching? I'm 60 years old, and I'm preaching like I'm 25. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, if we'll press, 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 when the devil says you can't have it, if you say, devil, you're a liar and the father of all liars, amen, the promise is mine and I can have it. Let's all stand, shall we? Let's worship the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 The devil says, oh, don't come up here and worship. Don't come up here and pray. Don't come up here and seek God. But the devil knows what you're going to get. If you'll step out of the boat, you're going to walk on the water. And God's going to touch you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, smite the ground. Worship with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this is more than just coming to church. It's drinking from the well. It's enjoying the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's entering into the presence of the Lord. Because in His presence, there's fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there's pleasures forevermore. Come on, let the Lord touch you tonight. Let the Lord help you tonight. Praise God. Come on, let the Lord help you tonight. Let the Lord touch you tonight. Praise God. Come on. He's got more for you than you can imagine. I said He's got more for you than you can ever imagine. There's a well. There's a touch from heaven. There's an anointing from God.